It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. A leading classical music figure in the UK has warned the genre faces grave danger unless it sheds the stuffy elitist image and proves that it is a force to be reckoned with. Universal Music's Max Hole called on musicians to change the way they dress, become more excited when they play, and to encourage the audience to applaud whenever they want in a bid to attract a new crowd. Hole, a former rock band manager who was promoted to chairman and chief executive of Universal Music's operations outside America just a few weeks ago, is seen to have breathed new life into classical music labels Decca and Deutsche Grammophon. He said that the traditions and institutions that seek to promote and preserve classical music, quote, are in danger of causing the genre great harm and hinder its growth, unquote. Even the term classical is in danger of alienating its audience, he said. Conductors need to actually talk to the audiences, and he pointed to the sheer exuberance of the Simon Bolivar Youth Orchestra. He said there should be screens showing the audience the conductor's work and more theatrical use of lighting. We live in a time of great opportunity, but also grave danger, he said. If we grasp the opportunity, we can ensure that music will be consumed on a scale unthinkable only a few years ago, he said. Hole said he represented a large swath of the public who love the music but feel that the classical world is not something they can be a part of. Live concerts are not enjoyed by enough people, he said, because of the perceived elitism that's perpetuated by unwritten etiquette that many find perplexing and intimidating. He said, we need to be daring and break with convention if we are to show the world that classical music is not a sleepy, stuffy genre, but a force to be reckoned with and something that can be enjoyed by all, Mr. Hole said. New research from the Netherlands finds neurocardial differences between young musicians and their non-musical peers. If you want to lower your blood pressure, simply pick up a musical instrument. That's the implication of a pilot study from the Netherlands, which suggests that playing music is beneficial to one's cardiovascular system. Our study suggests that the act of music making has some training effects that resemble those of physical exercise training, researchers from the Leiden University Medical Center's Department of Cardiology reports in the Netherlands Heart Journal. Researchers measured the cardiovascular health of 25 musicians and 28 non-musicians. The researchers found blood pressure significantly lower among the musicians who practiced around 1 to 2 hours per day, and their heart rate tended to be lower than those in the non-musical group. They attribute this to the musicians' higher levels of somatosensory nerve activity, which beneficially modulated the autonomic nervous system, unquote. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And join us every weekday at noon for the Mozart Buffet, an hour of music by Mozart and his contemporaries. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.